Matt Greenwood back with you on KGF Sports Talk, still joined by Bryant Wright, head coach of Festus Cross Country. Just got done talking about the district champion girls team. Now we move on to the district champion boys team. Fourth straight district title for the Festus Boys Cross Country program, and led by Colin Krieg, freshman, Simon Ogle, a senior, Jacob Myers, a sophomore, Garrett Ryan, a senior. These are the top four finishers for Festus, and they finished 3, 4, 5, and 6. I mean, just mind-blowingly good results for them. No surprise, really, based on this year's results for those four gentlemen. Nathan Wolk, a sophomore, finishing 10th. Ian Tram, a freshman, finishing 11th. And Dominic Kaiser, senior, finishing 13th. Everyone ran a time, Coach Wright, under 17 minutes, except for Dominic, but only at 17:03. I mean, you look at the numbers, and you're probably not as shocked as someone like myself or somebody else, but those are incredible times.
Yeah, I was very pleased with that. You know, to think that we had two freshmen that were, under that was a lot of fun to notice. And so, you know, these guys are, you know, they ran really hard, but, you know, I still think they have a lot more to give. You know, I didn't think any of them were slacking or anything, but I still think they're going to be even in better conditioning shape this next week.
Okay. Colin Krieg, Coach, I mean, anytime a freshman, and I've noted, you know, I've looked at results throughout the year off and on, and anytime a freshman is finishing, you know, top 15, top 10, top five even for a majority of the season, that's going to catch anyone's eye, whether it be a radio person or someone that follows cross country. But Colin Krieg is just a special breed, and 16 minutes and 23 seconds. He ran his 5K on Saturday, good enough for third place in the district meet. Let's talk about him. You and I were kind of comparing him a little bit to that one name that I'll let you reveal who that is, but we were talking about him before this interview, and he deserves that sort of comparison.
Yeah, sure. You know, he's had a great season. We always put a lot of emphasis on the state meet, so we'll find out where he ends up there. But, you know, he's another one of those great freshmen like Max McDaniel who came through, and it's just fun to watch them do what they do. I mean, they're freshmen, so they really don't have any idea quite yet what's going on, which might be some of the beauty of that. But, you know, just to see them day in and day out, they're just thrilled to be here with great teammates and thrilled to just go out and run and have fun, you know. And so it's been a joy to watch that once again.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not trying to take the spotlight away from anyone else because, again, Simon and Jacob and Garrett all finished 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's not like, you know, it's not like Colin was 3rd, 2nd, or 1st and everyone else was 29th or you know, down. But Simon Ogle has been a consistent guy for you as well. I know Jonah Krieg didn't get to race in the district meet. But yeah, Simon, he's just been another model of consistency for Festus Boys Cross Country, hasn't he?
Yeah, Simon's a great racer, and so he'd been a little sick that week, or he probably would have ran a little bit better. We're hoping that he's ready to go this weekend, and if he is, then I think you'll see something special from him. And so, you know, we're excited to see those types of things happen.
And remind me, please, has Simon been an All-State medalist all 3 years leading up to this one?
I don't think he was an All-State as a sophomore. He may have been, but he was 7th last year.
Okay, so definitely as a junior for sure. Okay.
But he's a senior this year.
Right, he's a senior this year, yep. And as a freshman, what did he do then?
I don't think he made the top 10 that year.
Okay. So he's been steadily improving throughout his high school.
I mean, he definitely, as a sophomore, he was a scorer for us, and I think he was an all-star, and then as a junior. he was an all-stater for us as well.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, let's move on to Jacob Myers and Garrett Ryan, sophomore and a senior for you. Talk about the race they ran. Good times there for them as well, 16:42 and 16:46 respectively.
Oh, yeah, great races from those two young men. And, you know, they're just hard workers, and, you know, it's all paying off for them. And so, you know, we can't wait to watch them race, you know, this weekend, because we feel like everything will be positive for them, and they're even going to run faster. And so that's going to be exciting to watch them compete. And that's the main thing, compete and give 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, maybe a question I could have posed at the very beginning, but I just thought about it now, and that is the fact that, yes, this is the fourth straight district title for Festus Boys Cross Country, but this is a first for a lot of the guys. So in your eyes over these last several days, how have Colin Krieg, a freshman, and how have Ian Schramm, a freshman, responded or reacted to being a part of a team that is a district championship team?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, you know, the way we view district is it's our next step to our goal. It's, you know, it's something that we don't necessarily celebrate. We acknowledge that we won, we're happy about it, but that's it. We move on. And because we know that in order to be a state champion, you have to get out of the district. And so our main emphasis is not district. It's just something that we have to do, so to speak, to become state champions. And so we don't, you know, those guys get excited about it for probably, those guys get excited about it for about 8 hours. That's it. And then we're back to this. We don't even talk about being district champs hardly much after that.
I gotcha. All right. Very well. And I want to give Nathan Wolk, Ian Trim, and Dominic Kaiser their due as well. Just your thoughts on each one of those young gentlemen as well.
Yeah, Nathan Wolk, he's probably been our most consistent runner all year. He's just week in and week out, he's been there for us, you know, and it's been fun watching him progress. I mean, he's definitely the guy that we look at and say, wow, you know, he's carried us on a few occasions. He may not have been our first guy, but he was always our consistent guy. And, you know, Dominic, I think you're going to see more out of him at the state meet. And Ian Schramm, you know, he wants to be one of the best that Festus has ever had. And I think if he keeps working like he is, that could be true. He's just fun to watch, and he gets after it. And that's enjoyable to see.
Okay. Coach, a question that I posed to you when we were talking about the girls, and that is obviously coming out of Class 3 District 1 with the likes of Jonathan Kaufman from Herculaneum and Kyle Vineyard and a lot of guys on the Herky side that have qualified. Well, the entire team did, but the ones that, you know, finished towards the top 10, 15 every single race, that's a good start to looking at what this field presents as far as a challenge for being an all-state medalist or an all-state runner. As far as the rest of the field, I know DeSoto has a couple of guys and Jimmy Mann and Will Kempfe that are going on to the Class 3 state meet. But beyond, or I guess outside of DeSoto and Herculaneum, Coach Wright, if you have a thought on them, that'd be great. But also just sort of looking outside as well, what are the prospects of Festus boys winning a team state title this weekend?
Well, we hope that we're there and we're ready to go. And if we can give 100%, each one of our guys can give 100%, I think we guys get a chance as anybody to be state champions this year. But the goal is we go there and everybody gives 100%. And if we can worry about ourselves and if we can give 100%, then that's all we can ask. So we don't necessarily worry about the other teams. We just go out there and want to run our best. And, you know, I think Herculaneum has got a fantastic team. I mean, they definitely are a team that could be in the top four again this year. And so, once again, it really kind of, I mean, it's hard racing against many of these teams pretty much the whole year, but when you get to the state meet and both teams are successful, it's a big accomplishment, and I think we all take a little extra joy in knowing that, hey, you know, we did well, and so did somebody like Herky, or so did somebody like DeSoto, because we're all from the same area. I mean, you know, in many schools, some of the larger schools in St. Louis, we'd all be probably at the same school. So, you know, we're not really that different as far as people go. We just might be 5 or 6 miles down the road. So,
yeah, nope, Coach, you said it. I mean, what great talent we have around this area, and I know everyone's pulling for one another. Maybe not in race, but after race, that sort of thing. It's, you know,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's what competition is. Your friends off the course, but on the course. You know, it's all about being better than the other one. So totally get that. Coach Wright, well, thank you so much for spending time with us talking about both the boys and the girls. Congratulations to the girls for being district champs, for the boys being district champs for the fourth year in a row. And, well, we just hope that you and DeSoto and Herky and those others that are competing in the Class 3 district race are able to – or in the Class 3 state meet are able to bring home an all-state medal.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Very welcome. That is Bryant Wright, head coach of Festus Boys Cross Country, again Saturday in Columbia at Gans Creek. It's going to be the entire Festus girls team and Festus boys team competing for a state title and a position good enough to become an all-state medalist as well. All right, so coming up next, we're going to have some Class 3 District 2 Boys Soccer Championship action for you. It's Hillsboro and it is Windsor. It's going to be right here on KGF. Our pregame is going to begin here in just a few minutes, so stick around.